One, two, three. Harold and Brad, Windy City Filmmakers. Harold and Brad, Windy City Filmmakers. Harold and Brad. Da, 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 da.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Harold and Brad, Windy City Podcast. We in the house. HD, what's going on, brother?
What's up?
Yeah, we in the house. We have a very special guest in the house. The one and only amazing, super talented, I guess you could say super talented, Valerie L. Stevens. What's going on?
Nothing much. Hello, Goopy and Goopier.
Hey. So great. So one of the first questions we always ask our guests is, what's your connection to Chicago and what type of art do you create?
Well, I'm born and raised in Chicago, and I've lived here my whole life, except for the 6 years when I lived in Tallahassee, Florida, going to college. Let's hear it for FAMU. Rattlers will strike and strike again. And the kind of art I do, well, I assist with my brother if he wants me to work in a comedy and a drama. I've studied voiceover work. I've also done Second City. I did A through E, and I was also in their... goodness, what is that called?
Conservatory.
So that's what I do. I've danced since I was a kid. So I did tap and jazz and belly dancing as an adult. And then fam, I did African dance. So I'm just an all around person.
That's awesome. Let's talk about you a little bit. You just talked about how you got started. Why did you get started in arts?
Well, Mom put me originally in dance because we were going to a Catholic school in our neighborhood, St. John. They didn't have a gym program, and she thought I was getting a little bit too heavy. So she put me in dance. And then always going to Mayfair Academy of Fine Arts was up.
Mayfair.
We would pass, and it, one lady had a charm school, and I'd be in the back seat. And I started dancing at Mayfair. I was like 4. But I might have been about 6 or so. And I was reading charm. And I wanted to go to charm school. And I kept saying, Mommy, I want to take charm. So I guess I was about 8 or so. And she took me into the studio. And it was not what I expected or what she expected. And so Mom was like, hell, I can teach you how to charm. You need to know at home.
Still some lessons to learn, I see. Now, one thing coming up, you used to always watch these goofy dance movies like Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. a lot of old movies. What is it about the old movies, older movies, that attract you, that you like?
Well, as you know, we spend a lot of time at our grandparents' house, especially during the week at George and Papa's house, and because it was close to Billings, where my work, University of Chicago. So we'd be bused there. And then she'd come pick us up, or sometimes Daddy would pick us up. So our Aunt Anita, she loved old movies. And if I'm over there and she's looking at TV, we're looking at old movies. And I like the grace and how pretty it was and the elegance. And I like musicals anyway. And that's what I liked about. I still watch, thank God for TCM. I still watch old movies. Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire. It was just very graceful, and it looked very elegant. It was like, okay, I want to be elegant and be graceful. I like the dancing, and because I was dancing, I could relate to what they were doing.
So So what has been your experience? Because you have done a couple episodes of the Daz and Cool Cat Jones show. What was your experience doing the show, and what was your character?
And let me say before you talk, you're awesome in that.
Awesome. Thank you, Harold. Well, yeah. You two are great. Oh, I also studied at Act One Studios. I did acting and I studied voiceover work. I play Nicole, and that's sort of like I'm Nicole. I initially was his agent. Or assistant agent or something. And then he goes back to his old school agent, which is Harold's character. And I have to say, I think with Cool Cat Jones, I like, as Bradford calls it, guerrilla filmmaking. I've learned a lot too. You learn a lot about how to work the equipment, how to secure places, timing, having, actually getting your lines down and your motivation so that you could come in and get a shot and get out. Especially in guerrilla filmmaking, you don't have the luxury of, oh, let's do it again. You need to be on point and ready because you usually are working against the clock. You're working against daylight hours, and you're also working against the equipment if it's rented, having to get it back on time.
I know that's right.
And the location.
Yeah, a location. So you have to be more, to me, you have to be more prepared, more organized, and able to get into your character and produce something and get it done.
For a young person, for any field of life, what advice would you give them in terms of being successful and accomplishing their dreams?
What I would say about advice for a young person or anybody, but especially a young person, I think especially even when I was younger, you look at success as the financial and the physical, you know, the monetary, which is true, that is an element of it. But ultimate success is how you relate to people and how true you are to yourself and knowing yourself. And that's important to distinguish between, because right now at this large social justice moment, how successful are you if you're not lending your voice to improving the status, and I'm gonna just say this, of Black folks in America, and you Black, or Latinx, and you're Latinx. Success is not just about monetary, because you can have money, but be soulless and not trying to move things in a positive direction. You can have money and be on some bullshit, is what I'm saying.
But tell you what, that's a little mini show for this week. And until next time, a pleasure having my sister on, Valerie Stevens, in the house.
Valerie.
And as always, dream big, dare to be great. And for Brad Stevens and
Harold Dennis,
we out of here. Later, peace.
Peace.
Bye.
Oh, la la. Yeah.